Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Iolo Radio. Call in today, 718-664-9145 to join the show live. Iolo Radio is the place to be for you as an independent Iolo agent. Tune into Iolo Radio Monday through Friday to catch up on the latest news from Iolo. For merchants across America, Iolo's no-credit check rent-to-own program turns potential customers into paid-in-full customers because people across America are discovering Iolo merchants who give their customers a rent-to-own option have found a way to take it home today. Even if they have poor credit or no credit with Iolo, they can take it home today the Iolo way. Our switchboard's lighting up right now, and if you want to join in today's conversation, simply dial 718-664-9145 and press 1 on your phone if you want to participate in today's show. Text your team now and remind them to go to IOLORadio.com to listen to today's show on the Internet. And now, let's get started with today's episode of Iolo Radio.
All right, it's High Traffic Tuesday. I don't know if we're going to top what we had yesterday as far as participation on this radio broadcast. I mean, it was the absolute largest audience ever. We maxed out our switchboard. We've had a maximum number of re-listens to yesterday's radio show as well. My name's Tony Williamson. Glad to be with you this morning. Good morning to Iolo Radio. We're on board again today with Mr. Brad Nemeth, Director of Marketing, and production engineer in the background here, Mr. Donnie Crisp. We are excited to be back on the air with you. And, Bud, you know, we left things yesterday with a lot of people with a lot of questions had their hand raised. And I know you said you wanted to take some of those questions today. But first, I want to give you an opportunity to kind of give us a little bit of the rundown on some of the feedback that you've had just in this last 24 hours since we were on the show.
Absolutely, Tony. Good morning to you. Good morning, Donnie, and good morning to all the agents out there in the field. Welcome to the brand new agents that are listening to the Iolo Radio for the very first time. I know we continue to have new agents come in every day, and I'm glad that you're plugging into what has proven to be the most effective portion of building your Iolo business, and that's IOLORadio.com. Tony, I just want to go ahead. We'll start off the morning by kind of finishing up or reviewing not only the top 10 announcements that we had at our official nationwide launch on February 7th this past Saturday, but also kind of an update as to where we're at. Again, in your back office, under your resources tab, you'll actually see as we transition into finalizing all of these announcements, you'll see some changes in your back office. And right now, when you log into your back office, you'll see a resources button, but above that, you'll see a button that says resources test, and that has a drop-down arrow. And that's what I want to direct your attention to, again, as we transition in the next couple days to resources test will go away. It'll just be resources, and it will be a drop-down tree with a bunch of tabs. Like we said, that was one of our announcements, the more user-friendly resources page with all the information you'll need. And, Tony, I'm just going to go over that page real quick. When you click on it, the first thing I want you to click on is home and read through that information there. And even if you go to the new agent checklist, you'll see step zero before you even get to step one is please go to home and read the information on that tab. And I'll read that for everybody. It says, hello and welcome to Iolo. We are honored that you've chosen to take a position as an independent agent with Iolo, and we look forward to sharing your successes as you make a positive impact on the lives of customers, merchants, and other agents also. Our resource section has been created specifically to empower you with all the tools and knowledge you'll need to be successful in your new Iolo business. Then, Tony, it says, since you are an independent representative and you work for yourself and not Iolo as an employee, it is crucial for you to assume the role of an independent agent and educate and empower yourself with the knowledge you need to be successful. Our business model was set up specifically this way so you could, in fact, be your own boss, set your own hours, and even your own income. With that said, please make sure to follow the protocol set forth below when it comes to acquiring information or answers to questions you may have. And, Tony, it lists the protocol and the steps to go through in order to educate yourself and find answers to questions that you may have before you contact corporate office, okay? There's actually five things you can do before you make that phone call to corporate. And the fifth thing is by submitting a support ticket in your back office. So it's very important that you do that. And then, Tony, on the agent checklist, the updated agent checklist under the new resources test tab has some information. Well, actually, it has a little bit of updated information on there. But, again, folks, this is what all your new agents, you have to direct them to that first. I continue to take phone calls, though they're getting less and less, and I appreciate that. But I continue getting phone calls from new agents who say, okay, I'm in. What do I do? Please, when you enroll or register a new agent, let them know what to do. And number one is to go through the new agent checklist under the resources tab in their back office. You'll see some limits and verticals. So, again, you never have to ask the question, can I do this? Can I do that? Can I do this? What's our limit? It's always going to be there for what we have going on right now. I know we've talked about furniture and bedding, and I believe, Tony, tomorrow, I think we're going to have Alan on the call tomorrow or Thursday to talk about that, the furniture and the mattress stores and stuff. So until you hear from Alan, please, I would suggest do not go out and gather more furniture and bedding stores only because we already have, and some of those people are on hold, and they're wanting to use our program. They just can't right now. So, again, we don't want to give them a bad taste in their mouth. So I would suggest focus on the electronics, jewelry, wheels, and tires, and let's stay there until we hear otherwise. And like I say, we should have an update either tomorrow or Thursday from our CEO and founder, Mr. Alan Henke. Also, if you click there under promotions, that's temporarily where I listed all the top 10 announcements that we had over the weekend, Tony. And I will tell you, in that tab is where you want to be because it talks about what we have, but there's also some information you can click on. Number seven, our new Iolo Merchant website, you can actually go see what it's going to look like even as it progresses. There is a link there for you to go look at. Now, Tony, let me address this because I did get some questions yesterday, and this may have some agents on the phone put their hands down right now because this is probably the question they're going to ask is, how do we sign up a merchant and get credit for it if we're sending everyone to iolomerchant.com? The answer to that is when they click on the Enroll Now link, it is going to ask them or send them to a site or a page, splash page, where they have to enter your username. Now, there are many reasons why we did this, but the main reason is to make sure that you get credit for your merchants. Tony, we have people that buy domain names and redirect websites, and you know, the internet is a wonderful thing if you know how to use it, and not everyone, including myself, know how to use this beast in every phase and situation, but some things aren't compatible. There's different ways to do different things, and we've actually seen where people have enrolled a merchant through a redirect or through their own website or whatever and not gotten credit for it. So this is going to eliminate that. So the person that you're talking to, they will have to have your username. Here's the good news. Some people say, well, I didn't care what my username was because I was just going to buy a redirect to it and all. That's fine too. Your redirect can go to the iolomerchant.com website, but they are going to need a username. And if you want to change your username, you are welcome to do so. You can go into tools and settings and information, and you can change your username. I would suggest that your username be your name. That's just my suggestion. That way they know for sure who you are and whose name they're putting in. You may want to send them a link with it. It's up to you, but the bottom line is they are going to have to enter your username so that you get credit for them as your merchant. And again, all the traffic's going to go to that one site. The site looks phenomenal. It's continuing to look better. Our primary web developer and designer is upright. At least he's no longer bedridden. He was injured, but he's upright and was working on it till wee hours in the morning, and I believe he's going to try to finish it up today. So hopefully our plan is for that site to go live tomorrow. That is our goal. We're going to work hard and diligently all day and night and make sure that hopefully by tomorrow you can start sending merchants to iolomerchant.com. Make sure they have your username, and then they can go ahead and get registered as a merchant. And again, here's a challenge I want to throw out. That site is going to be an ever-evolving site. We are going to add a ton of information to that site. One of the things we're going to add is testimonials. So here's a challenge, Tony, I want to throw out to all the agents in the field who have merchants, who are working with their merchants. I want you to take your cell phone, because typically your cell phone has a high-definition camera on it. If it's a smartphone, or take a device that you know can record in high definition, and go and ask your merchant if you can get a testimony from them. When you record it, shoot a video. Try to either put it, you know, try to make it a not so it's shaking all over. If you've got a little tripod for a camera for your cell phone, set it on there or stabilize that. But ask them if you can shoot a testimony of them, and I'll see if we can't send out some guidelines for that. But if you can record a testimony from your merchant who's thrilled with Iolo, and get that back to us either in an MP4 format or an MOV format, we'll send a release. We're going to have to get a release from them to put their testimony on our website. Tony, what do you think? How powerful do you think testimonies are?
I'm trying Tony? To find my mute button.
I'm right here, man. Testimonials.
Go ahead.
Testimonials are like the they are, you know, if you go to anybody's website that's promoting anything, if they've got it to get together at all, you'll see a whole string of testimonials. Testimonials are the social proof that help your prospect and tip them over the edge, because we want to know that we're not the first and only fish in the pond, so to speak. And when we see testimonials of other people that have already made the choice and that they're happy about that choice, it makes it real easy for us to just go ahead and hit that button and say, yeah, me too. But we don't want to be the only one out there. I mean, that's just it's just called the skeptic. It's a skeptical aspect of everybody's has this aspect of our mind called the skeptic. And those testimonials help us to move that skeptic voice into the background so that we're willing to consider further and to take a little bit more risk, because that skeptic wants us to, oh, you don't want to be the only one. So those testimonials are absolutely critical, bud, absolutely.
Yeah, they are, and that's going to eliminate a lot of people from saying, you know, a lot of merchants, we've heard this, say, can I talk to somebody else who's, you know, who's using this? Well, listen, these people aren't in business to provide, you know, field phone calls for Iolo agents or prospective Iolo merchants across the country. They're there to make, you know, make sales in their primary business. So while I thank those merchants who said, oh, sure, I'll take a call and I'll share my experience, what we really want to do is get their experience and their testimony available online so that they can focus on building their business and not our business. We can do that. We'll handle that part ourselves. But again, the more testimonials we have, the better they'll be, because, you know, you might have a cell phone store and you go and click on 5 testimonies from cell phone store people, and it just makes sense. Oh, yeah, okay, I can relate to that, or wheels and tires or whatever, jewelry, whatever it is, you'll be able to relate. And you may even know them. I mean, they may even be in your local area. If you're out working in an area and one of your merchants is on our main website and their testimonial, and their competitor goes into the website and sees that their competitor is using us, oh, I better use this, you know. So it's again, great tools, and we need your help with that. Also, on number 8, Tony, it talks about the new customer videos and the merchant videos. The merchant videos being worked on right now. I've had a lot of positive feedback about the Iolo customer video. Fantastic hybrid whiteboard animated video, great voiceover music in the background. If you haven't seen it, you can go see it there. And actually on the main website now, our iolamerchant.com, if you click on customers, I believe that video is posted there. But you can go look at that. It's 1:36. It's great. It does tell the truth in advance a little bit. It has bedding and furniture, and I think it even has appliances in there. But again, all that stuff is coming. Just make sure you let your merchants know. We're not approaching merchants that are not in categories that we're not in yet. Also, Iolobration, number 9 and number 10, it talks about there. There's a flyer posted in the back office. You can see the details with the dates and locations and such for Iolobration, our first annual national Iolo convention. And then again, there is a promotion there, a website you can go to and keep going back because we are updating that regularly. But it's got some details on how you and your spouse can attend Iolabration absolutely free, all expenses paid, hotel, meals, airfare, travel, whatever the case may be, and be able to attend this life-changing event. So, Tony, that's a quick update, and we'll continue. Again, you'll continue to see improvements in your back office and in the materials and such, but I just wanted to bring you up to date on that. As far as what we talked about yesterday, what we wanted to do the rest of this week, Tony, and you tell me, really we want to talk about you making money. We want to talk about the agent getting paid. One of the things that I think brings more joy to Alan than anything else in his life is writing big checks. He loves to write big checks for other people. It's something that drives him and motivates him. How many of us out there want to make Alan happy? Of course we do. Write those big checks. Make sure you spell my name right. So, Tony, this week, Tuesday through Friday, what I really want to focus on is how to create production from your merchants. Okay? So you tell me, do you want to take some questions first, or do you want me to go into step one of that, and that's going to be the philosophy of
Iola. Well, we've got a few people that have some questions, and they probably, since we've been on topic yesterday and today, but about, you know, all of the announcements and the official launch, let's see if we can clear the field a little bit, because I know we've got a few folks that have some questions. Let's go to area code 949, the last four digits, 1842. You're live on the radio. Good morning. You're on the radio with Mr. Bud Nemeth, Director of Marketing.
Hello, Bud. This is Ron Krieger. I had the pleasure of being present for the launch event on Saturday. It was just outstanding. So, I can't be more excited about what's going on. Now, I wanted to make a comment here about the testimonial issue. You know, Tony is exactly right, man. It's that social proof, probably the most important thing that we can do. And, just to revisit again the issue of the announcements and things, one of the things that I'm so impressed by, and I've got a background of 35-plus years in sales and marketing. I've built national sales organizations. One of the things that's really impressed me here is that the way that Alan has approached this, he did not even go after cash flow right out of the box. He built the infrastructure for some period of time. He is not just going after what is glittering and shiny and trying to go after the quick buck. He built this right. I am so impressed by that. But now everything that's being done, you guys are moving so fast. It's really impressive. And it just reinforces for me that I'm in the right place at the right time with a visionary company that intends to not only capture as much revenue in the marketplace as possible and assist as many merchants and help us to make money, but you guys are here for the long term. So, you know, I, for one, just want to applaud that. So, thanks very much for everything you guys are doing. Thanks very much, Bud and Tony.
Hey, Ron, Tony, don't mute Ron's line yet. I have one important question for Ron because Ron is a phenomenal person. I'm so excited to have him aboard and as an Iola agent on our team. But he's the right person. This is the right program. This is the right time. This is the right compensation plan. The one question I have for you, Ron, is did you get the right phone case for your phone yet? Have you gotten that issue fixed since we saw you last?
Yeah, well, Bud, I've had the right case for the longest time. By the way, for those, Bud's making a little joke here. You folks wouldn't know this, but Bud is he was a phenomenal football player in college. He played for the University of Miami in Miami when they won a national championship. He's got the championship ring on his finger. It's a Super Bowl-type ring. Incredible. Now, that having been said, tremendous football program. But Bud, unfortunately, lives in the Chicago area. He's got a great team to root for, the Chicago Bears. Unfortunately, they haven't had much to root for since 85. I, on the other hand, am a fan of the Green Bay Packers, and I have a Green Bay Packers phone case over my iPhone. And that's what he's commenting about. So,
yeah,
honestly, because I have that phone case, I'll probably get a lot more cell phone dealers that will want to welcome me into their store when I show them my phone case. That's my secret weapon.
Sure. Thanks a lot, Ron. And, Tony, we're going to have to put that on our list with Alan, Iolo phone cases, so that we can get rid of all these things out there. But thanks a lot for the call, Ron. Anybody else, Tony?
That's a great idea. You've got a couple more. Let's go to area code 772, the last four digits, 2655. Thanks for raising your hand. Good morning. You're live on the radio.
Yeah, hi. How you doing, guys? I'm just getting into all this. I've been working as a salesman for a long time. My question to you, when I'm looking what's available right now as far as, like, furniture and tires and stuff like that, how does that all work with the Goodyears of the world and the Firestones of the world? And I don't know if you're talking about phone stuff, the Metro PCSs, and a lot of these things are chains or franchises that need corporate okays to do certain things. So I'm just wondering what you guys are finding in the field when you're trying to address these types of companies.
Tony, you want to go ahead and take that?
Yeah, that's a great question. The best teacher, really, to be honest with you, and thanks for calling in the show today, by the way, the best teacher is experience. And those of you that are just now getting on board, if you go back and listen to some of the archive radio shows, these questions have been answered. In fact, we've interviewed a merchant, and I would refer you back to that one on the cell phones especially, because we had a guy that was an Iolo merchant for about 6 months who ultimately then became an agent because he saw the income potential was so tremendous and he wanted to take advantage of it. And by the way, he's not just calling on cell phone stores now that he's an agent. He's also calling on electronic stores and jewelry stores and tire stores. But the point is that the best teacher is experience, no doubt about it, getting out, knocking on doors, and finding out for yourself, where the gold is out there. Yes, there are some corporate accounts where they are not going to give you that option, but many of the smaller merchants, I'm saying outside of the big four, okay, and the big four is T-Mobile, Verizon, AT&T, of course, and Sprint. But any merchant outside of them in the cell phone industry is a fair game to go knock on their door. They'll tell you often that they have to have corporate approval, but that's usually because they don't know. And many of them are signed up. Cricket stores, the Metro PCS stores, a lot of those stores are already on board right now as merchants that are using Iolo rent-to-own very successfully. So you got to get past the initial barriers that people set up. And when it comes to the tire stores, again, if you go with the smaller stores initially, cut your teeth there and get some experience. I've even recommended to some of my agents, Bud, that they specialize in one area. That is, maybe you just focus on the tire stores for a period of time so that you really begin to understand the language, because each one of these industries where we're talking about the tire stores or we're talking about jewelry stores or electronic stores, they all have their own language. They all have their own go-to people, experience in that. So they're all specific industries. And so, you can try to be all things to all people, and that's very difficult. You might find that it's more successful to just, focus in on one area and really understand it well and understand your product well in this one area, say tire stores, which are really exceptional values for the tire store customers, because rent-to-own is a really emerging as a sought-after way to buy, wheels and tires now for people that are in this credit crunch that we're experiencing across the country. So I'm going a long way around just to answer your question, but great question. Again, Bud, do you want to add anything to that?
No, that's great. And again, it's hard to tell whether it's a corporate store or not until you walk in the door. But I mean, as far as wheels and tires, there's so many wheels and tire places other than the Firestones or Goodyears that sell, 10, 15, 20 different kinds of tires and wheels. They don't care. They just know that people need them and they offer them. So again, look for the stores that have multiple offerings. Same with cell phone stores. If there's a store that offers more than one type of cell phone, 99% chance they are not a corporate store. And it's not to say that you can't go after a corporate account. You can, and Iolo will assist you with that. But again, the low-hanging fruit right now is those independent store owners that can go and make that decision immediately and get started with us.
You know, Ben, I know we want to move to this other area of discussion, and I don't want to waste too much more, not waste, but I don't want to carve away too much time. I know that we got a lot of people that want to hear what you're talking about coming up this next topic. But let's take one or two real quick more. If you've got a question, we really appreciate you calling in, raising your hand. Let's go to area code 770-6195. Good morning. You're live on the radio. All right. We're going to go one more, bud, and then we'll switch gears here. Let's go to area code 808-9417. You're live on the radio. Good morning.
Aloha from Hawaii.
Hawaii. Aloha.
Aloha. Good morning. Just wanted, this is Israel from Hawaii, Izzy. Just wanted to ask, first of all, thank you very much for having this call. Number two, wanted to ask, are we supposed to be using iolamerchant.com, or we're still directing them to the iolaagent.com?
Great question, Izzy.
Great question, Izzy, and aloha to you from Hawaii. Right now, tomorrow we should be up and running for the iolamerchant.com website. So for now, let's keep everything as we've been doing it. Keep sending people where you're sending them and doing what you're doing. But once our new professional corporate website is completed and available, you can absolutely start sending people to iolamerchant.com and just make sure they have your username when they go there, the merchant, so they can get registered under you. Or if you're at the store, make sure you enter your username so that you can make sure you get credit for that merchant. So, yeah, everything is status quo as far as websites until we make the announcement. And like I say, hopefully that's tomorrow.
Okay, fantastic. One last question. Let's go to area code 740-3478. Good morning. You're live on the radio.
Hey, good morning. This is Roy from Ohio.
Hey, Roy.
Hey, good morning. How y'all doing, man?
Doing great, man.
Good. I'm wondering about the tracking, like you said, to be able to track the sale, like the Ohio Merchant. I mean, not the Ohio Merchant. That sounds great. But the iolamerchant.com website, will it be able to forward size the username? Or will when they go in there and say sign up now, how would that be coded back to the agent?
Yeah, Ron. Great question. When the new site is live, everyone will go to iolamerchant.com. That's where your merchants will go. And when they are ready to enroll, they're going to click on the button that says Enroll Now. When they do that, a page is going to pop up that is going to require them to enter your username. So that way you will get credit for that sale. If they don't have a username to enter, they cannot get enrolled. They have to have a username to get enrolled. So make sure that if you're there with them, that's no big deal. But if you're having somebody go online and they're ready to get registered and you're not there, make sure they have your username, and that will make sure that you get credit for it.
What if they enter their own name in there, bud, and say, oh, I'm going to put my own name in there?
Well, that's great, but if they're not a registered agent, that won't do them any good.
So it's got to be a registered username that one of our highly excited and motivated agents in the field has already, gotten themselves set up with.
Absolutely. And like I say, if you're not happy with the username you have, or if it's a funky spelling and you think people may have a challenge putting that in there, if you're there, it doesn't matter. But if you're not, you may want to consider changing your username to something easy or simple or to remember, or just putting it as your name. Because you are going to build a relationship with that merchant, so they will know your name. Hopefully they have your business card, your Iola business card and such, and contact information. And so, yes, either way, just make sure they have your registered username with Iola so you can get credit for that.
Fantastic. Well, Bud, this brings us to the point of the show where you're going to bring in a brand new topic.
Yeah, Tony, I have about 6 minutes, and this is the basis for the rest of the week. What we really want to talk about is production. We want everyone to get paid. So basically, I want to start off today, as the beginning of this topic, with the philosophy of Iolo agents for 2015. This should be the philosophy that we all use for this year to go out and build our Iolo business. Now, Tony, I would venture to guess that 99.9% of the agents that have become involved with Iolo did so because of the financial benefits associated with our comp plan. And that is a great reason to become an independent agent. Not the money itself, but what the money represents. And whether that's a few extra $100 a month to help pay some bills around the house, or a few thousand extra a month that will help you upgrade your vehicle or your home, or maybe send your children or grandchildren to a private school or help pay for their college, or, you know, you may truly have joined the Iolo to find the business for you that can produce tens or even hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. And that kind of money lets you live the lifestyle you choose, lets you decide you can go where you want to go and do what you want to do when you want to do it. The kind of income that allows you to give generously of your time and resources to causes that are important to you. Well, if you have invested any time reviewing our compensation plan, you probably realize that each and every one of these things are available to you with Iolo. If you've tuned in to Iolo Radio at all or listened to the recorded shows at ioloradio.com, then you've heard from agents out there in the field that are experiencing amazing results in building their agencies and acquiring merchants. And it's true. We do have agents with hundreds of other agents in their agencies already. We do have agents who have acquired dozens of merchants already, and others who have deals in the works to enroll hundreds of locations. And while all that we've shared thus far sounds wonderful, Tony, none of it means a hill of beans if we don't have customers who are using Iolo to make their purchases, okay? That's where the rubber meets the road, and that's where we get paid. Now, I know most of our agents in the field have experience in the sales industry and even in the direct sales industry, and many of you have had great success in previous businesses, and that's fantastic. But you have probably been told that Iolo was different from anything that you may have ever done before, and that's absolutely the truth. Let me explain that. In a traditional sales position, you hone your skills to the point where you can make the sale or close the deal. And when you do, you get paid. Some of you get paid one time, while others may earn monthly or yearly residuals for those sales. And in the direct sales market or the traditional MLM or networking model, you know, you make the sale by sponsoring a new representative. And because typically when you do, there's a fee that they have to pay to become a rep, which you may earn a portion of that fee. And then typically they have to get on some type of monthly auto ship subscription to buy pills, powders, potions, or lotions, and you would earn a percentage or override on what they're buying each month. But in Iolo, Tony, we make exactly zero when someone becomes a new agent with us. There's no fee to become an agent, thus there's no money to be earned for acquiring agents. Also, we earn the same amount of income when we enroll a merchant into Iolo, exactly zero, because there's no cost to become a merchant, and there's no money to be earned there either. So you could feasibly be the number one agent recruiter in the company. You could have sponsored 25, 50, even 100 agents and have made zero. Or you could be the number one merchant enroller in Iolo. You could have 50, 100, or even 1,000 merchants enrolled and still be earning zero. Is this what you want? Is this what any of us want? Absolutely not. So it's time we redefine our philosophies and even our roles here in Iolo. It's time we all start doing what we joined this company to do, and that's to make money. In order to do that in Iolo, we need to think of ourselves differently. Tony, I came up with this morning. We need to think of ourselves as merchant mentoring, employee educating, Iolo sales inspiring, customer acquisition experts for our merchants. In other words, it's not about closing the sale. I'll repeat that in a minute. It's not about closing the sale by just signing up merchants. It's about helping those merchants make more money by having everyone at the store understand the power of Iolo, how to direct their customers to it, and how to effectively use it because they understand the system and the processes involved down to the smallest detail. So let me say that again. Merchant mentoring, employee educating, Iolo sales inspiring, customer acquisition experts. You know, you can shorten that down to customer acquisition expert or specialist for short, But again, that is the concept, the philosophy, the attitude that we need to take on as agents. Understand, Iolo does not need us to gather merchants. And I'll repeat that because that's important. Iolo does not need any agents to gather merchants like us. They had hundreds of merchants before we even started this new agent-based business model. They can send out email blasts. They can run ads. They can do direct targeted direct mail campaigns without us. They've proven that merchants will enroll simply by a phone call or visiting a website or because of a fancy email. And there's even a percentage of those merchants acquired this way that will actually even go through the training. A smaller percentage will even have their employees go through the training. And that all translates eventually to some sales. And while Iolo had success without us, with us, we ought to redefine the rent-to-own industry as a whole. We should be the standard that every other company aspires to be. Our merchants ought to have the most sales of any other company in this industry because our merchants have us. It's our duty and responsibility to educate ourselves so that we can educate our merchants and their employees to tell every single customer that walks in their doors about Iolo. That's what we get paid for. Customers who choose Iolo as their payment method. So while we're doing everything we can on the back end from a corporate perspective to provide you with the tools to be successful, the bottom line is you. You are what makes Iolo different and far superior to any other company out there. You can be the agent of change for that merchant. You can be the difference between whether that merchant stays in business or goes out of business. There are merchants who definitely need what Iolo has to offer their customers, but what they really need, Tony, is you and me and everyone listening to this call, to this radio show. They need someone to show them how to use Iolo and how to maximize their results with Iolo. That's you. So while it's great to hear stories from the field about gathering new agents and acquiring new merchants, what we really need to focus on is hearing how many Iolo contracts your merchants wrote this month. How many thousands of dollars in Iolo sales did they do this month? Focus your efforts on making the merchant successful by writing Iolo deals, and everything that you ever want will fall into place. Just keep doing that and teaching that, and you guys will be on stage making Alan happy by writing those big fat checks. Tony, that's the Iolo philosophy that we all need to take on as agents for this year and years to come, and we will get into more detail the rest of the week as to how to help your merchants get in that position.
Fantastic. You know, Bud, you mentioned that Alan might come back on board the show this week. Have you got any updates on that?
No, we'll have an update tomorrow. I'm not going to tell you for sure he'll be on tomorrow, but again, I know he did want to give some updates on a couple different items, some pretty neat information. So whether that's tomorrow, if we find out later today, Tony, and you haven't done the broadcast for tomorrow's show or the description for tomorrow's show yet, we can put that in there. We can even send out an email if he's going to be on, so to everyone in the company, so we can do that. But again, it'll be probably tomorrow or Thursday that he'll be on. So again, tune in, folks.
If we can focus this week on rather than having guest speakers this week, Bud, let's focus on making this the week of, you know, Iolo production and really getting an understanding of what we can do as agents, you know, from you know, our ability to communicate to those merchants that we've brought on board and their employees a process that works for them. Because if it works for them, then it's working for us as agents. If it's working for us as agents, then it's working for us as a company. But I think you nailed it, man. If nobody's writing contracts with customers, then nobody's making any money.
That's right. That's right. And I'll say it again, Tony. We'll end on this. Merchant mentoring, employee educating, Iolo sales inspiring, customer acquisition experts for your merchants. That's what we are. Be proud.
Nice. Right. That's a pretty long title, but I think it's pretty impressive. I like it.
We could just say customer acquisition specialist, but it sounds more fun the other way.
Well, you know, but that's a pretty good tagline for somebody who says, what do you do? Well, I'm a customer acquisition specialist. Well, if anybody's got a business, that's somebody they want to know. That's somebody they want to talk to. That's somebody they want to consult with.
Well,
I mean,
that's what we need to come off as, because again, well, you know, bottom line is we have to have a merchant enrolled in able to be able to help them. But again, we have proven that that has been proven over and over again that we can do that. We've got hundreds and hundreds of new merchants since we started this new business model, Tony. And again, we do have a great number of sales, new customers, but I want to focus our efforts on our merchants. Literally, when you see the 553 plan, when you see our compensation plan, the document in your back office under your resources, you can make $100,000 a year simply by having five merchants who do $5,000 a month and just have three agents and duplicate that through four generations, teach that and duplicate that, and your income's over $100,000 a year. Tony, less than 5% of the population makes that, and you can do that through this company, and you can – that here's the best part about that. That can become a passive income for you once you have at least a handful of stores trained. And I don't just mean signed up. I mean trained and active and working and making Iolo sales every month. It's not difficult. You don't have to be the best. You don't have to have 100 stores. You don't have to go recruit 100 agents. Literally, 5, 5, and 3 will set you free, Tony. Absolutely, positively will do it.
I like that. We got to write that down, bud. 5, 5, and 3. Well, guys, it's been a great show. And, bud, I'll tell you what, man, you're just knocking it out of the park. Knocking it out of the park. So we're excited about being back on the air with you tomorrow morning. And I want to say a special thank you to Mr. Donnie Chris for working the switchboard in the background. Donnie, thank you, brother, for being on board.
No problems. Everybody have a great day. Iolo it up.
Okay, that's a wrap. Another great episode of Iolo Radio. Be sure and share today's episode with your team and invite them to listen to today's show at IOLORadio.com. Let's work together to help everyone take their business to the next level with Iolo, the very best rent-to-own program in America today. We'll see you soon.